British members of parliament have approved legislation seeking parliament's approval for the start of formally leaving the European Union, allowing it to progress to the next parliamentary stage. The House of Commons voted 498 to 114 in favour of the legislation that allows Prime Minister Theresa May to get Brexit negotiations underway. After 2 days of intense debate, a long-awaited result.
The ayes to the right, 498. The noes to the left, 114.
Dozens of Labour politicians defied their party by voting to honour the referendum result, and there was an overwhelming government majority giving Prime Minister Theresa May permission to trigger Article 50 by the end of March. Former Chancellor of the Exchequer, George Osborne, said he sacrificed his position to support the European Union.
The government has chosen, and I respect this decision, not to make the economy the priority in this negotiation. The European Union is not prioritising the economy either.
Former Labour leader Ed Miliband said he wanted to honour the voters' mandate.
We do not want to give the sense that people having voted for Brexit, they felt they'd been ignored, are being ignored once again.
Pro-Brexit politicians, including Conservative Members of Parliament James Cleverly, made their voices heard.
For the first time in 40 years, the way British parliamentary democracy is meant to work will actually be able to work.
Talks with the European Union are expected to last up to 2 years. The United Kingdom is predicted to leave the 28-member organisation in 2019.